The next patient is Caroline Lavender. The last name is L-A-V-E-N-D-E-R. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old patient of Ms. Brittany King, K-I-N-G, A-P-R-N. Who refers the case for evaluation of the kidney function. The background in this particular case includes history of low back pain related to severe arthritis in the lumbar spine. The patient underwent surgeries followed by infection. The patient had MRSA isolated. It was treated and relapsed, and it was treated and has been taken a Cefadroxil, C-E-F-A-D-R-O-X-I-L, 500 milligrams for several years. The patient also has history of melanoma of the right leg that was excised successfully. And recently the patient was admitted to the hospital in septic shock associated to E. coli. The patient was found with acute cholecystitis. Cholecystectomy was performed. There was evidence of deterioration of the kidney function, and was treated and was released on ertapenem, E-R-T-A-P-E-N-E-M. Two weeks after the discharge, the patient was extremely weak, tired, couldn't function properly, went back to the hospital. There was no need for the administration of antibiotics, and the patient was recovering progressively. Period. The patient comes with the ultrasound of the kidneys, in which there was smaller than expected kidneys with some hyperechogenicity, some complex cysts, and because of the persistent cystitis, a post-void ultrasound of the pelvis was done. However, the patient didn't have a residual, significant residual volume. A laboratory workup that was done on December the 6th of 2023 shows that the serum creatinine is 1.37, the BUN is 16, and the estimated EFR is 39. The thyroid profile was with a normal range. And the patient had an albumin creatinine ratio that was less than 7. Period. It is my impression is that this patient has chronic changes in the kidney, nephrosclerosis, that could be associated to the aging process, since the patient has proven arteriosclerosis. The exposure that she had to antibiotic therapy for a lengthy period of time also plays a major role in the deterioration of the kidney function associated to interstitial nephritis. And at this point, I don't think that the patient has any activity that signals deterioration of the kidney function. In any event, I am going to order a basic workup in order to reassess the kidney function, the urinary sediment, the protein creatinine ratio, the microalbumin creatinine ratio, and get a final opinion. Number two, the patient is a known case of coronary artery disease. She had an acute myocardial infarction with one stent 4 years ago, and a year ago or so, Dr. Punjani put two stents in the left anterior descending. The patient is followed with Dr. Siracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E. For cardiology. Following number, the patient has a history of melanoma in the right leg, proximal third, internal. The excision was done with a doctor in Lakeland, Florida, and we are advising the patient to involve the same doctor in the surveillance that is most needed. Following over, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has been with elevated cholesterol for a lengthy period of time and has been treated with the administration of Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, successfully. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. I have to point out that in the office, the blood pressure was 145 over 87. However, she states that at home, it's in the 130s over 70. A log for blood pressure is recommended, so she could demonstrate and discuss with the doctors. In the plan, the basic laboratory for evaluation of the kidney disease, and we'll discuss the results of the lab and decide the further step. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. I will keep you posted with the progress.